welcome to the Context Lens podcast, an initiative by the NUS Muslim Society. Here we create short and honest episodes dedicated to making the unfamiliar familiar. Without further ado, let's get started. Hi everyone, I'm Sabrina.
I'm Isati.
And I'm Iqmal.
And we will be your hosts for today's episode. So welcome to the third episode of the individual series Halal Dating. Alhamdulillah, we have Ustaz Ma'az Salim over here who is a marriage solemnizer and even has his own podcast entitled The Kahwin Podcast, where he talks about marriage and parenting and other topics of interest. Okay, so I think, Isati, you have a very interesting burning question for Ustaz today.
Okay, so Ustaz, some of us feel pressured by our own family members and also society to get married as soon as possible.
Okay.
However, not everyone can meet those expectations because there are some people who prefer to stay single due to overwhelming responsibilities that they do not wish to carry once they get married. Or some may not have the financial capability to marry someone. So with that in mind, how do we deal with societal expectations in finding a partner by a certain age or phase in life?
Okay, this is a very good question. Sabrina?
Sorry, Izzati.
It's a very good question. We understand that after we are in a certain stage, especially after graduated, and then you already in the career mode, and then people always ask you, especially our relatives, relatives during Hari Raya, when are you going to get married? Then, so there are societal pressures, and that needs internal strength from you. Internal strength. Firstly, number one is sit back and doing some reflection. Okay, how am I coping this? It is part of your coping mechanism skill. So you need to know what to do when you are in a stress mode, and don't be too hurry to follow the flow. Even though you have friends. Every weekend, your friends are getting married. If you need to ventilate yourself, you need to, you know, to the point that if you don't come to your friend's wedding ceremony, it's okay. You just congratulate. Congratulations. And you have your own reasons. To me, just find the inner solace first, the inner peace, by doing some form of spiritual activities, like doing solat, and reciting Al-Quran, that from the spiritual part. And from the emotional and the mental part also, we need to observe lah. And we need to take care of our own well-being by going out to places that we like, or doing some activities that we like, and surrounding ourselves with friends, with good friends, with good friends, with good friends, that understand your own needs, yourself, and that's how you can cope with that pressure. At the end of the day, you try to meet an ustaz or who is an expert, or ask your parents' opinion about this. If you don't have any call for marriage, it's better don't go for that. You need to be very, very ready. Yes, ready and prepared to entering into this new form of commitments.
Yeah, that is true.
Actually, related to this, I think I'm just speaking for the guys over here. I think there's a lot of huge responsibility that comes to the guy, especially when going to marriage. Because as we know, when we're going to the marriage, we're the leader, we're supposed to take care of our wife and our future family. In terms of financial responsibility, etc. So in Islam, I think we have heard, or maybe have this this saying, we've heard that we're supposed to get married as soon as possible, so that we to prevent zina, to prevent all the all the bad doings, So, but in terms of our society now, we need to balance between being realistic also. So in terms of the financial point of view, especially if we just graduate, etc., whether we have the means. So the question I have to ask is, how do we balance between this, especially for the gentlemen out there, So, which road do we take? Do we wait till we are financially stable to have a family, or we actually just get into the marriage?
Okay, there are different things. To each, their own opinion, his own opinion. Yeah. So, for guys, especially if they are in between, you know, I actually want to get married because I want to follow the footsteps of the Prophet and to get pahala and to avoid zina, to save my, to safeguard my religion. Okay, that is a very noble intention. It's a very good intention. But the next part is always the practical aspect.
Yeah.
Realistically speaking, we need to have preparation.
Mm.
So preparations holistically in marriage, not just financial, but more to maturity.
Mm.
I always emphasize on this maturity nowadays. I've seen guys, like especially the husbands after they got married, and then they were like culture shock. Suddenly I become
many
husband.
Things to do,
yeah. So many culture
shock.
I would just to share one story.
Yeah.
A couple, I just solemnized them. And the guy approached me, and the girl, the wife also approached me. They are just into their fourth month. The guy told me that he was so shocked that he was depressed. I asked why. Because we got into a very heated arguments, and arguments after arguments, it's like non-stop. And then I asked him back lah, and then what do you expect? Beautiful fantasy world.
Yeah,
lah.
True.
That's
true.
Not, that's just an astro drama lah. Yeah. Okay. Then the next step, I really like, I also shocked lah. Wow, this fella suddenly he wants to, you know, end his marriage.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Correct.
Not just one case, the other case also going into 8th month. And then the guy spoke to me lah. He said that actually I was not ready from the very beginning, but being pushed by my parents, again pressure.
Yeah.
My parents say, "Alah, bismillah lah, tawakal."
Parents, yes.
Our old folks always they are tawakal very high, very strong. It's okay, tawakal, Allah will help you. Some part correct, true, but more 95% is more all about our. Realistic, being realistic.
Mm-hmm.
So preparation financially, you know, maturity,
spiritually as well.
And you have,
because
you
need to lead the lady when
correct. And the ability to accept your own flaws, ego one thing. So you can actually discuss a lot. Right?
That's true.
Ego, correct. The nafs, the carnal desire.
Mm. Then actually for that, I mean, going which is related lah. So. How do the guys actually know that they are ready to take the next step? Because sometimes we just want to get to know the person, but I mean, like I mentioned previously, there needs to be intent. The intention must be clear. So,
okay.
How do we know that, hey, okay, this is the point or this is the time that I move forward?
Okay.
Yeah.
So, after taking into few steps, okay, now step number one, of course, you need to know yourself first, your capability, and your ability, your weaknesses, your strength, and what you want from marriage. And then the next step, if you are seeing someone, for example, if you're already engaged, doesn't mean that you need to get married after that. Okay lah, of course lah. That is higher, another phase of relationship,
yeah.
Of course. But don't get too pressured. If I broke up, how the society will look at me. To me, it's okay to break up now, rather than, you know, after you got married and then got problems. Okay, then the next step, I always advise myself first lah, remind myself first, and then for others, in whatever decision that we want to do, of course, we cannot know 100% whether our decision will be correct or not.
Yeah.
There will be always some form of risk.
Correct.
Right? And we take the opinions of the expert, saying that if you want to engage or make decision in anything, even in business or whatever, you need to make a careful understanding. I mean you have to have knowledge about things, knowledge about your spouse, about marriage, but don't get to know 100%. You don't need to know 100%. Just not less than 75%, but not more than 75%. So the more you know, maybe the more you're anxious. So it's okay. You know your potential suitor,
so
the quality.
Enough, then you have to tawakal.
Yeah,
but
tawakal.
Most importantly, you need to be ready and also accept ourselves and accept the other party.
But not less than 75%. At least you know the family background, and then what she wants in this marriage, and what she can expect, whether you shed your own flaws, your shortcomings, and can she accept? Okay, and then the next step is how our ulama lah, our scholars said, we will never go astray if we do two things. Number one is istikhara. Istikhara, asking Allah's opinion, not opinion, asking Allah's help. Consulting Allah. Okay, consulting Allah. And secondly is consulting people. Istikhara and musyawarah. That is in the Arabic terms lah. Istikhara and musyawarah. Istikhara, do solat, perform istikhara, ask for Allah's help or cue, you can say that. And number two, ask for people's opinion. The best opinion is from our parents. Okay. And secondly, maybe from the friend, her friend, and then from an expert, maybe whoever your resource person. Your support system lah.
So we do what we can, then after that we just tawakal lah.
Tawakal. That's how you make decision lah. After that,
alright. Shalom, the guys are hearing this. Okay.
But don't go there.
Careful process.
Very bahaya.
Okay, so Ustaz, a partner that we choose is someone that we want to live for the rest of our lives, right? So hence, character and akhlak of our potential partner is an important factor that we should find out. So in Islam, what are the basic characters that we should look out for in our potential spouse?
Okay, so be it a guy or the girl.
Yes, either one, in general. Yes.
Okay, the qualities, okay, there are like a core qualities and there are secondary qualities. You know? So you need to identify the core qualities, what we must have. Number one is, of course, the religion. When we say religion, it can be understood differently. Religion, sometimes we tend to understand just the practical aspect. Oh, okay, he's performing solat, okay. He's someone... doing solat, alhamdulillah, okay, pakai suku haji, okay, fasting, alhamdulillah. But it's actually beyond that lah. To me, it's more of the character, akhlak. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says Islam or the agama, the religion, then it means it is equates to the character. So the akhlak is very very important. If you have that, your potential partner who is the very good manner, good moral character, then yeah, he's there already or she's there already. Number two, the core ones. Okay, the core ones is about understanding, it's about knowledge, sorry. Understanding on basic marriage, fake of marriage. I mean, that is important. That's why we really highly encourage people or spouse to enroll into marriage course, pre-marriage course. So at least to know the baseline or the basic, the roles and responsibilities as husband and wife. I mean, the maintenance, right? Who has the final say, who make the decision.
Yeah.
Is there such thing as collective leadership, or do you really believe in men's leadership, or you also want to be leader? Nowadays the discussion, the discourse is about that. Okay, we want to know we want to know his or her perspective on this. It's very important. Sometimes it will affect the relationship. Okay, that is the core one. And then the secondary ones that, yeah, if you can just have 1001 checklist what you want, the qualities. Okay, I want someone who know how to cook. Not just know how to cook, but does cooking. Sometimes I know how to cook tapi tak cook. For example lah, from the girl side, oh, I want a guy like this. It's okay. That is your own preference.
But most important is the core one.
It's the core ones.
Because without the core, everything is
Then on that note, Ustaz, I think like some of us perhaps may want like some du'as or surahs that we can refer to actually seek guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perhaps like seek guidance in the context of finding our jodoh or finding like the right one. Is he even the right one in the first place? Like, do you have any like recommended du'as that for us youths to actually practice daily? Yeah.
Alright, do practice this after every hour daily, 5 daily prayers. So taken from Surah Al-Qasas, verse 22 or 24, sorry, verse 24. Al-Qasas, verse 24. Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khairin faqir. O God, I'm indeed, I'm in need of your favor, anything that good. comes to me. But you need to make intention lah for yourself. Our scholars say that this ayat can be practiced according to what you want. So you recite that doa, okay? That is in specific Nabi Musa punya doa. And Nabi Musa asked for Allah's bounty lah. And end of the day, Allah give him work and also a job and also jodoh, spouse. So if you really want spouse, and then make doa and make intention lah. Okay, I want a spouse. If you want children or offspring, you make that doa with the intention that I want offspring. So it can be practiced generally lah, not just for jodoh. Okay, Al-Qasas 20.
Verse 24. Okay, inshallah, our listeners will practice that. Inshallah, after 5 days prayers, inshallah, inshallah. And I think that is all the questions that we have for today. So, alhamdulillah, thank you so much, Ustaz, for your insights. You. And I think we have gained further insight on how to actually deal with expectations through engaging in spiritual activities and spending time with like good company and also consulting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also consulting experts lah, people and whatnot. And also I think some of the characteristics that you mentioned that we should look out for in our potential spouse includes having good character, good akhlak, and also having good knowledge about how to like maintain a family, maintain a relationship and whatnot. And thank you so much for the doa recommendation. How, what surah is it again, Ustaz?
Al-Qasas.
Al-Qasas, verse 24. Yes, inshallah. And yep, so thank you so much, Ustaz, for joining us in Context Lens. I think you have provided with a lot of insights to this episode lah. Maybe you want to like promote your podcast a bit. New episode coming out or anything.
Anything you can, any family contents or marriage contents, you can find in my podcast lah. Spotify. You just search The Kahwin Podcast. The Kahwin Podcast.
Is there any way we can find you on any social media sites, social media, or Instagram that you have?
Yeah, just my personal one is Ma Salim. MAZSALLIM.
Okay, so thank you so much, Ustaz. And I think with that, we have come to the end of this episode, alhamdulillah. Thank you so much for tuning in and supporting us. And we hope that we provided you with some context and that you have learned as much as Iqmal, Izati and I have. And if you like this episode, please follow us on Spotify and Instagram at contextlens.mp3 and share it with your family and friends. And we're also open to any questions, suggestions, or even your thoughts. So just drop us a DM on Instagram and I'll be happy to see things from your lens. And with that, thank you and till we meet again. Assalamualaikum. Bye.